This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. It happened last night as microphones barely were able to pick up the proceedings initiated on the White House grounds by Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. But today, America has a new Supreme Court Justice, Amy Coney Barrett. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Newly confirmed and soon to be Associate Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett took the first of two oaths of office Monday evening at a White House ceremony shortly after her Senate confirmation. Barrett, the 48-year-old mother of seven, says her loyalty is to the Constitution.
I will do my job without any fear or favor, and that I will do so independently of both the political branches and of my own preferences.
The former Notre Dame law professor and federal appeals court judge will take the second oath from Chief Justice John Roberts in a private ceremony at the Supreme Court Tuesday. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Not that you had to be reminded, but did you know there's an election coming up? 1 week from today, officially, but already early voting numbers are in the hundreds of millions as the candidates today enter into the home stretch.
Mike Rossi reporting the presidential campaigns head into the final week. The race for the White House is now in its home stretch, with Election Day in 1 week and both candidates pressing to make their case. On Monday, Democrat Joe Biden continued to fault President Donald Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic.
He just doesn't have any idea what to do, or he just doesn't care.
The president fired back.
Now he's going to come in and help us. This guy can't help himself.
The president plans a final week blitz of nearly a dozen states, starting in Wisconsin and Nebraska today. Biden will be in Georgia. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is VOA News. Spain's intensive care wards could reach a critical situation by mid-November as the country emerges as one of Europe's worst COVID-19 hotspots. That according to the health ministry today. The country's total number of cases soared by more than 50,000 over the weekend to reach nearly 1.1 million as of Monday, while the death toll is more than 35,000. The Spanish government faced a backlash over its plans to the country under a six-month state of emergency. Opposition parties said 6 months was too long. Epidemiologists said this may be too little too late, and some citizens balked at nightly curfews. Deaths per day from the coronavirus in the U.S. are on the rise again, just as health experts had feared, and cases are climbing in nearly every state, despite assurances from President Donald Trump over the weekend that we're, quote, rounding the turn, we're doing great. Average deaths per day across the country rose 10% over the past 2 weeks, from 721 to nearly 794 as of Sunday, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. Confirmed infections per day are rising in 47 states, and deaths are up 34%. Hurricane Zeta has come ashore on the Caribbean coast of the eastern Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico, while whipping the resorts around Tulum with rain and wind. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Zeta made landfall late Monday just north of Tulum with maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour. Britain's Prince Harry says it took him many years and the experience of living with his wife, the former Meghan Markle, to understand how his privileged upbringing shielded him from the reality of unconscious bias. Harry talked about racial inequality and social justice in a video discussion with the Black Lives Matter activist Patrick Hutchinson as part of the GQ Heroes Conference, which is being broadcast this week. Harry says that due to his upbringing, he had no idea what unconscious bias was. In Hungary yesterday, Speaker Laszlo Kovár imposed an unusually high fine of $14,225 on the Movement for a Better Hungary, President Peter Jakab, for his sack of potatoes stunt in Parliament last week. Jakab took a sack of potatoes to Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's seat last Monday, prompting the Hungarian Civic Alliance caucus leader Mate Kocsis and MP Gyurgyi Bala to stand in front of Orbán to prevent Jakab from handing over the sack. Deputy Prime Minister Scholz Zeman and Kovár also stepped in to intervene. Jakab said many people voted for Fidesz at the October 18th by-election because the governing party gave away potatoes for free. Via remote, I'm Joe Palka, and this is VOA News.